Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Victoria. You know, Red, sometimes we just have to stop and think where we'd be without our wives. Probably hunting right now.
In Africa or somewhere like that. Some exotic location.
No, really, I tell you, our website, all the different things that I do with Haystack Help, Sportsman of Colorado, Senior Resource of Colorado, everything that I'm into, I would not even be able to do it without my wife's help. And certainly want to thank her for all she's done for me. So hope everyone has a great Valentine's weekend. Again, welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Welcome my partner, Red Merrill.
That's good to be here, Scott. And we got a jam-packed show today.
I'm telling you, we do. We're going to be talking with Dan Johnson, hopefully here in a minute, from Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And I've got our good friends in from Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We're going to be talking about our upcoming banquet. Matt Robbins is going to join us. He's the public information manager of Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Our new 2015 Colorado Big Game brochure came out, so we're going to be going through some steps of that. And then later in the show, Grant Gladson is going to join us from One Shot Gear. So we'll look forward to that. Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and around the room introduce our guest today. I've had Doug Miller in, and Doug's been on the show with us the last few weeks. He's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation committee chairperson for the Denver chapter. Did I fit all that title in there, Doug?
That is perfect,
all
thanks.
All right, good deal. Pam Parker's here. She is the ticketing chairperson for the Denver Mile High chapter. So, Pam, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, and Preston, guy that handles all the hunting, right?
That's right. Glad to be here.
All right, thanks. Thank you guys for coming in. You know, let's talk about the banquet here for a minute while we're trying to get Dan on. It's March 28th. And, Doug, let's talk about your position as a committee chairperson. Let's first of all just explain what you do and what your role is.
The committee here is about 30 people that are active week in and week out to our meetings, and my job is just to coordinate all their efforts. We have some great people like Pam, who's out there every day trying to sell our tickets. So she reports to me indirectly, so to speak, and I just watch what she does and make sure that she does a good job. We have people that handle firearms. Preston does the hunts. We have people out there getting donations. Sometimes they need some help selecting the right donation, and that's my job, is just to coordinate all these volunteers' efforts.
Right. Pam, how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've attended the banquets for probably 5 or 6 years, and then 3 years ago got involved just to spend more time with my husband. So
right.
Actually doing the ticketing chairperson for 3 years.
Wow. And what are we looking for an attendance this year?
Well, we typically draw about 600, 650 by the time you get all the members in there and some of our outfitter guests. And you guys are joining us as MCs, so we appreciate that. So probably close to 650.
Well, we are sure looking forward to it. And, you know, there's so many, as we've been able to, and again, we thank you guys for the opportunity you're giving us, but as we've been able to see all the behind the scenes of all the hard work that goes into this, it takes a lot of people to really make this thing what it is, doesn't it? I mean, it really, really does. And a lot of people give a lot of hours in these volunteers, and that really helps out, too, as well. And then, Preston, your role, now, I'm not going to let you go to sleep over in the corner, all right? So, so your role is getting out there and finding some hunts for the banquet. And pull that microphone up to you just a little bit there. There you go.
Yeah, I work with the outfitters and the hunting, sir. We get everything from just waterfowl hunts all the way up to big game hunts. Some are unguided, and some of them are guided there. But
Matt, are we picking him up there? Because I'm not hearing him real well. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so a lot of our hunts are guided or unguided. We end up with probably about 18 to 20 hunts, something like that, at our banquet. Some are live auction, some are silent auction. A lot of great hunts out there. We really appreciate a lot of the work that the outfitters do with the Elk Foundation, too.
Absolutely. And, Doug, let's go to some of the things that are kind of new this year and some of the things that we're trying to do together.
Well, one of the biggest and newest items is our electronic bidding this year. Our silent auction will be run through an app on your phone. It's just a text message that you'll receive. So when you register at our banquet with Pam and the folks that will be helping her, you'll receive a phone number. You'll get a text from that number. You'll confirm who you are, and you'll be able to bid on all the silent auction items directly on your phone. And the beauty of that is once you peruse the silent auction items, you'll be able to go back to your desk or, excuse me, your table and be with your guests and exchange with them, have a great conversation, enjoy the live auction that's going on, wander around to view the special raffles that we have. But at the same point in time, you're up to date on your silent auction bidding.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a text if you get outbid on anything. It's just simple touch of the button on your phone. You can rebid on that same item or bid on another item. So the beauty is you don't have to stand up from your guests, walk out to where the silent auction, find the three items that you hope that you're still top bidder on, walk back to your table, and in that meantime, someone could have outbid you. So this is going to keep you up to speed at all times on our bidding on our silent auction items.
Now, if they want to do it the old-fashioned way like it's been in the past, are they still able to do that?
We probably will have that as a last-minute backup, but we are committed to the electronic bidding this year. So quite frankly, the tables be free of all those bid sheets and people scribbling names on them that we can't read or scribbling amounts on them that we can't read. This will be done through either a tablet or your phone on a text message basis.
All right. Most people will be able to handle that, some ignorant dude like myself.
Red, just give me your phone. I'll take care of you.
Okay, that's
I'm gonna bid you on everything, dude. You're going to walk out there with everything.
Thanks, Scott.
I thought I was going to be the one to bid for Red, but okay, we'll let Scott do it since he knows him better. But we will have half a dozen or more folks. We're already arranging, and Red, not to take this the wrong way, but we're arranging some 8th and 9th graders that I know that are electronically
savvy.
I'm telling
you.
They are the folks that when I give them my cell phone and I say, okay, make my smartphone do this, this, and this, those are the kids that I ask to have that done. So we will have a dozen of those folks wandering around the room with additional tablets to assist Red and anyone else out there that doesn't have that capability.
Hey, it doesn't embarrass me. I'm not technical. I can't even say the word.
He can't work his phone real well.
And it doesn't bother me, you know. I mean, I don't care if I'm illiterate about that kind of stuff. It just doesn't bother me. I don't even want to learn about it.
Well, Red, quite frankly, if you can take a pump shotgun apart and take the barrel off and put it back on, you can do text bidding at our banquet. It'll be a fantastic night. And I'm looking forward to seeing the folks enjoying themselves and having instant feedback on their bidding.
Yeah, you bet. And it will be a good deal.
And Pam, let's talk about some of the opportunities there. So they're individual tickets. And then do we still have some spots if people want to get a table?
We do. Actually, a really nice benefit is our friends and family table, which allows 10 folks to come and sit together. They get a reserve table. They actually get a place card with their name in light, so to speak, to highlight their participation. The tables are usually up front, so it's kind of prime seating. But the price on that is $990, which gets you the meals. It also gets you some extra raffle tickets. And then there's a special table prize for the people that buy an entire table. Oh, so it's a nice benefit. Well, and then the individual prices for any member, life members, anybody else, is $75 per person. We do have a kids' meal ages 12 and under, and that's $25.
Okay. Again, this is at the Westin Hotel. This
beautiful.
Is a beautiful facility right off Highway 36, and I think they're offering a special deal because I booked a room, $109 for there. And so that is a tremendous value right there. So you know what? If you're a company out there or just somebody that's got 9 friends, get a table, $990. This, I'm telling you, you know, again, us getting to see the back end of this for the first time, this is a tremendous event. It really, really goes, all the money really goes. Well, Doug, let me let you step up that.
Sure.
Because a lot of times people wonder about how the money goes, you know. So why don't you take that?
We are a Navigator 4-star company, which means we've delivered 90% of the money we raised towards our mission. So we only have a 10% overhead for the entire Elk Foundation. So all the mailings that we do, the Bugle magazine, the raffle costs, et cetera, 90% of the money that we raise goes directly toward the mission, which is to preserve the elk habitat across the entire United States. So our chapter alone has raised over $2 million that we've delivered to Missoula, which is the headquarters of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and they've used that money toward the mission.
Wow, that's great. I tell you, we're going to hit a break here a couple of minutes early. Then when we come back, we're going to be talking with Matt Robbins. As I mentioned as we started the show, he's with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and we're going to take a few minutes and go through the 2015 Colorado Big Game brochure. You know, I get asked a lot with people just moving here or people just getting into hunting what they need to do. And, of course, we can't go through the whole book and answer every question, but we're going to highlight a few things today with Matt. So you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. If you got any questions or comments, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037, or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Haystack Help Radio can now be heard at noon weekdays on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Waddell. I'm my partner, Red Merrill. We've got Doug Miller in studio, Pam Parker, Preston Parker with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. But let's go to the phones. We got Matt Robbins on the line. Matt, how are you, sir?
Hey, we're doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing great. We're doing great. And doing better now that we got the 2015 Colorado Big Game brochure in hand. So we are looking forward to getting into some of the things on here. And as I mentioned earlier, Matt was with us last week. He's a public information manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. So let's get into a little bit here, Matt. And, again, we're just going to be able to hit some of the high points here, and then hopefully we can get you back on again. But first of all, My recommendation is everybody get the book and read it and go through it. No matter how many times you've read them before or how familiar you think you are with things, you know, you may pick up that one thing that will help you.
Yeah, I can't reinforce that enough. In fact, and I was happy to hear you actually gave me a call late last week and said, "Hey, Matt, I got it." Just like I said, I would. So, I was glad that you were able to receive yours, but we also, for those who didn't hunt with us or didn't get it yet, there is available on our website. Mm-hmm. not only the big game brochure, but also for those that are interested, there's also the goat and sheep brochure is also on our website now. So
okay,
good
great,
deal.
Great. Well, let me hit a couple of points, and then and Red, I know he's got some questions for you too, but habitat stamp. Let's talk about that. And if Red's reading this right, because of his birthday recently. He does not have to do that anymore, so because he hit 65. So are we reading that correctly, 18 to 64? But if you get 65, you don't have to get that habitat stamp.
That's exactly right. And I'm glad we're talking about this early, because this is something we want to encourage everyone to jump on. That you know, all customers need to purchase that 2015 habitat stamp if they want to buy or apply for the 2015 license. But and furthermore, we recommend that you do that online, because when you register, when you put in for your license, it automatically attaches. But anyone under the age of 18 or over the age of 64, congratulations, Rhett. Happy belated birthday to you. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You don't need to have that, but the rest of us certainly do, and we want to make sure that that's first and foremost in people's minds as they're moving forward in this process.
Okay.
All right, and then Matt, I wanted to ask you about this the preference point there on page two, preference point fees, and I was wondering, is this something that's new this year, or has it been going on before?
No, it's something that we, you know, and that's absolutely. I want everyone if you don't have a hard copy, they're going to be getting out into our retailers here in the coming week, but you can get online and right on our homepage and click on that big buck that's sitting there, that big bowl waiting for you, and click on it, you'll have access to it. But the preference point fees are basically on older from 2014. So it's certainly something you want to pay attention to and stay with when you're selecting your GMU and your hunt.
And it is $40 per species is the way we're reading this. So for elk, deer, pronghorn, and bear, for which you get a preference point, the fee applies to residents and non-residents. And it says, however, residents getting deer or pronghorn preference points will be charged only $30 for each of those. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and Matt, tell us, although I'm reading it in a brochure, there is a way to avoid having to pay this fee. And so explain that.
Well, yeah. So if you don't want to pay the fee, you have until March 31st here of this year to purchase the 2014 annual fishing or small game or annual combo fishing and small game licenses, or if for those folks that are for seniors, the resident fishing fee will be one way to avoid that additional cost. And if I could, to go back, I think, Scott, you may have mentioned it was $30, but I believe it's $40 per species, not $30.
Okay, yeah.
Well, see, that's a clarification that we need, because it does say here in the brochure.
It says $40 per species, and then it says, however, residents getting deer or pronghorn preference points will be charged only $30 for each of those.
Right, there you go. So that's right. So there's some home cooking, I guess, going on there, but the residents have that fee, and that's how I understand that as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, let's talk about some dates here. So we got April 7th, that's the application deadline. Then results will be posted online by May 29th, license mailed by June 12th. The next thing is refunds. But before we hit refunds, I think it's very crucial to kind of go over the leftover draw and the because when you fill out your tag, you can fill out your first choice, second choice, third choice. So let's go over that a minute.
Yeah, so absolutely. So, you know, a couple of things. When you're going through your application process, first of all, we want to recommend that you do that online. There's a couple of really simple points to that. Is it's fast and convenient, saves you the postage, but it also automatically checks for pretty common errors. The next piece on that, though, is when you're at the end of that stage and you have an opportunity, we noticed quite a few folks in the last couple of years, actually, were just automatically clicking refund. And you have an opportunity there, quite frankly, if you want to get included into that leftover, you get a chance by selecting that leftover or the over-the-counter, and then you get first chance at licenses remaining after the primary draw. So, you know, we had folks that were coming to us and said, you know, I missed out on my opportunity. But a lot of those folks, as conversation ensued, we noticed that they were talking about how they got their refund back. But what we're trying to encourage folks is to if you really want to get out there and increase your odds, you want to make that other selection, and it actually takes that opportunity, from eight different opportunities to get out if you consider the second and third seasons and archery and other opportunities there. So, yeah, you definitely want to be aware of what you're selecting when you're getting to the end of the process.
Okay, and Matt, I noticed there in that leftover draw explained, it talks about the benefits down at the bottom for youth 12 to 17. And I, for one, am real happy to see something like that where the young people are getting some extra benefit out of that. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so the draw essentially now is regulated. And this was, we touched on this a little bit last week, and I know that you guys are real good about chatting about this and trying to get, you know, keep the tradition of hunting alive throughout the generations. But really this was something that was set forth from our commission, who wanted us to make sure that we continued to provide opportunities and encourage and recruit some youth to get out. So this year is definitely a change in the regulation, and it's now regulated so that youth get at least 15% on the limited license in every management game, every GMU, for pronghorn, antlerless, and either sex deer and elk. So that is definitely a shift. You know, we're eager to see how this plays out. We don't know how many youth will take advantage of it, but we definitely want to make sure, and we believe we have a commitment and to the youth to get them out there and have them share in this opportunity and fall in love with this great sport.
Sure, and we do really back. We believe that the future of all the hunting and shooting and fishing sports is in our youth. And the more opportunities we provide them to get involved, I believe it's going to benefit all of us. And in talking about that, I was wondering, you know, I grew up down in Texas, and our seasons, you know, ran from September 1st all the way through January 31st. And because of the fact that I was involved in sports, you know, all my weekends were taken up until football season was over and before basketball season started. We got to go hunting over Thanksgiving. And, man, I looked forward to that Thanksgiving time because I had 5 days off, and we always planned to go and hunting there. But I noticed in the brochure that, and in times past, that none of our seasons go through the Thanksgiving time. And I was wondering if there's something that couldn't be given some thought to changing that to where a lot of our young people, that's the only opportunity they have in the fall to go hunting.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point that you bring up, and opportunity is of course hinged upon availability. So I respect that, you know, but we also work pretty closely, actually in lockstep with our biologists and our research folks, and trying to help manage this is a big component of the science is a big component of what we're trying to do with each of these species. And so, you know, any kind of change like that would have to require, I'm certain of it. I can't say that I've been in every meeting, but, you know, they're always thinking about how they can leverage and maximize that hunt, but also do the best we can as far as managing our herds and our across the state.
Right. Our guest is Matt Robbins. He's the public information manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And if you have not received your book yet, you can certainly stop out there here in the Denver area. And while we reach all over, you can stop out there off on Broadway, pick one up. But a lot of the retailers, they'll be getting them out this week. But it's the 2015 Colorado Big Game. They are online as well. But again, the date, April 7th, that you've got to get these in. And just a couple more pages I want to point out that I think are very important. Page 8. Where Matt was just talking about applying online. And again, this really cuts down errors by doing it this way. And there's also a great article there, applying by mail. And then how to read the hunt codes. And again, maybe that's another show we can do next week, just to make sure everybody understands that. And Matt, there's one other page I think is really important, and it may sound very simple, but that is just the field information and reference, and that is big game species identification. I noticed one time I was in your offices over there, and they've got a big poster. This is an elk. This is a moose. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
those mistakes do happen, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. And, you know, we do our best, and we know when you're out there and in the heat of the moment, you've been out and you've done your work and you've done your research, you've gotten out into your hunt, but you know, things change. The climate is different. You're out, and you know, it could be at early in the morning. You've been up, and you're just looking for something. Maybe you've been out a couple of days, and now all of a sudden here you come, and you're locked and loaded. But take that extra second to identify that species. That's a really important piece of it, because again, and not to harp on this too much, but you know, one of the reasons and a big portion of why we're doing this and we have hunting is to regulate these groups, and we want to make sure that we're getting the right take.
Right, absolutely. And page 15, this will be our last point kind of for today, but I want to ask if you've got a couple of things that you wanted to go over. But, you know, the Hunter Orange, there's a lot of cool stuff out there now with all the different gear, and you see a lot of this orange with camo mix, but that does not qualify for what is required in the state when you've got the camo mixed in with that orange pattern, does it?
No, that's absolutely right. Yeah, and it's people are taking, and we're happy about it, you know, and everyone here sees folks out, you see them at your sporting goods stores just out tooling around, and they've got that camouflage look, and they think that because they've got that, you know, that would work for when you're out on the hunt, but in fact it isn't. It's really important that we stay with that fluorescent orange and we keep it solid. That's really to protect all of us, and I'm glad you brought that up. You got to hunt smart, you got to hunt safe, and that is a big component of that.
Absolutely. Well, what were a couple of points that you wanted to go over?
Well, I just quickly, not everyone does this every year, and maybe you got some folks that have dabbled in it or worked with their neighbors helping them apply, but we want to encourage you to go onto our website. And again, you click this right there on that first image you see on the top of our page, at least for this week and next, that big bowl, it's going to drive you to a page that's entitled Plan Your Hunt. And let me tell you, this is something we put together this year. It has some important dates on it, but then we have just some simple steps. It starts with hunter education and choosing which animal you want to hunt and deciding where you want to go. And it just walks you right through that whole process. All the way down into how and where to go to study these stats so you can have, increase your odds. And we just really want to encourage you to take some time and get online. We've also integrated some videos on not only how to apply, but some good talking points and understanding about why we've expanded the youth and how to go through the registration, how to go through the licensing process, and really use that as a resource for anyone who's going to engage and wants to take advantage of this.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. And, Matt, we appreciate you joining us. Matt Robbins, Public Information Manager, go through the book. Take your time. Again, April 7th is the deadline. Their website, cpw.state.co.us. That's cpw.state.co.us. So, Matt, thank you very much, bud. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you do the same, and thank you so much. You guys have a good one.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Let's go to the phones before our break. We got Jim Arnold on the line. Jim's with Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. Jim, how are you, sir?
Good, Scott. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Hey, I've actually got Doug Miller in studio. And Doug.
How you doing, sir?
Doug found you in our resource guide, a 2015 edition of Sportsman of Colorado, and he asked me about you, and I said, no, go with him. I am. So he did. So he'll be down there here in just a few days with you. So how's it going down there? Snow
you
goose.
We're still in the middle of the last 2 days of dark goose season. We can't turn the e-collar on until Monday, but the Spectre Belly and honker hunting has been awesome, awesome, awesome. A lot of dark geese here in Kansas have pushed up a little bit further towards the I-80 corridor there in Nebraska. We are getting a handful of snow geese every day per blind. The Front Range Canada goose hunting, we ended our season yesterday with two groups going out having phenomenal hunting. And there's a bunch of geese south of us in Oklahoma right now. I'm getting a lot of reports of geese south of us, Arkansas, Oklahoma. So we're getting the rig set up here now, getting all the decoys put out, putting about 1,500, 2,500 decoys per spot, per blind, per pit. And we're getting ready to turn those e-collars on Monday and get some snow geese.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate it because I'm looking forward to hunting with you guys on Friday and Saturday this upcoming week.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. We got some really nice, unique water holes that sit off the refuge. And we're supposed to get some cold weather Monday, Tuesday, and then we're supposed to turn around and get nice, get south wind. So we should have a lot of good migrator days coming up to hunt snow geese.
Hey, I do have a quick question for you.
Sure.
information email, which was outstanding. Thank you very much. Did recommend BBs. Do I need BBs, or can twos or fours work pretty well for your snow geese?
You know, twos are very good, and they get the job done just as well. Fours are, seem to be a little bit light. They don't have quite the energy to carry out there to 35 and 40 yards like the BBs do. And so I recommend, you know, BBs are bigger.
Well, it sounds like I'll be going down to Rampart Range and Rampart Arms, excuse me, and buying some more boxes.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, we're looking forward to it as well. Red and I'll be down there first of next week with you, and we're looking forward to that as well. And if have you still got some room? Can we send some more folks?
I still have a few spots left here, especially if you come during the week. If you have any inclination to come hunt a spring conservation snow goose hunt, that means unplugged shotguns, shotgun tube extensions. We can shoot a half hour before sunrise, a half hour after sunset. No limit on the birds. And if you hit it right, I recommend everyone come for 3 days. Because if you come for 1 to 3 days, usually you're going to get one of the days you get a south wind and a migrator day, and here they come, and it's just phenomenal.
All right, and we got another gentleman we sent down to you, Vernon. Can't recall his last name, but he's heading down your way in just a couple of days to hunt with you too. So he's really looking forward to that. 720-917-9662 is Jim's number. You can, again, go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Click on our resource guide. You'll see a nice ad in there for Jim. 720-917-9662. So see if you can tie a couple up for Red so he can hit something.
I got it.
All right, put a net around him or something.
Got to call him in close for me.
All right, Jim, we look forward to it, man. We appreciate it.
We'll see you guys soon. You guys travel safe. We'll see you guys when you get here.
All right, sounds good. That's Jim Arnold, Waterfowl Haven Outfitters. We're late for a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We have Doug Miller in studio. Doug is the committee chairperson for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Pam Parker, she's the ticketing chairperson. Her husband, Preston, head of hunting. We'll just call you that. How's that? All right, getting our hunts for us. So, Pam, how's the best way for people to get tickets? Simply go to the website, rmefdenver.org.
Right, that's okay. The best way. If people have some questions, they can certainly contact me directly at Pam, rmefdenver, at gmail.com, or they can call. I can answer any questions or actually help with the registration directly.
Okay, and that's the 913?
Uh-huh.
303-913-0363. So if you have any questions for Pam, feel free to call her. But the website is excellent, so you can check it out there for all the information. Again, that's rmefdenver.org. March 28th, Weston Hotel. And one thing I do want to bring up, maybe, Doug, there's a, you know, maybe there's a business out there or just an individual that wants to do this. There's a chance for the youth to become a member, and it's $20.
Correct. There's an online membership now that Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has recognized that young folks today are are wizards with their computers,
right,
and their smartphone is in their hands 24/7. So we've recognized that, and the Elk Foundation has produced an online membership for youth, and it is only $20. And they get quite a few nice things with that.
So I'll tell you what, if you're a company out there, for $1,000, we can get 50 kids hooked up. So that's a pretty good deal. Be a great way, make a great donation. That is tax deductible, correct?
Okay. Correct.
All right. So if you're a company out there and maybe you're a sponsor with us, with Sportsman Colorado or even Drive Radio, we would love to help them out in this way. So
as Red said earlier, that protects the future of hunting.
Absolutely.
Not only providing the habitat, which we do, but providing young, interested applicants, both male and female, to become hunters of our future. And this $20, if there is a company out there that wants to sponsor 50 people, not only would their name get in our program, the name would get on our website with a link to their own website, but we'd also recognize them, of course, Scott Wood from the stage,
okay,
being the MC. So great opportunity to support hunting, support the future of hunting in Colorado.
All right, you know, and we've said a lot about the youth and stuff, and getting those youth involved is extremely important. And I know from personal experience, I don't have any statistics on this, but from personal experience, young people that are involved in hunting and fishing are less involved in trouble with the law, because they've got something that keeps them involved and keeps them attached to their parents and an ethical sport. And I guarantee you can't get your young people involved in anything better than hunting and fishing, unless it's church, of course.
Yeah. Well, and you look, too. I mean, all the different people that I know in this whole outdoor world, people that I meet, very rarely do I meet, I don't know, I just have to say a guy. I know there's females as well, but a guy that says, man, the greatest times of my childhood was time out with my dad, out in the woods, on a lake, fishing, whatever. But, I mean, those are just memories forever,
yeah,
you know, which are awesome.
You know, when I was in high school, I actually hoped that our football team did not make the playoffs, because then I wouldn't get to go hunting over Thanksgiving. I said, Lord, please don't let us make the playoffs. I want to go deer hunting.
That's hilarious.
I think we've all heard that quotation, hunt with your kids so you don't have to hunt for them.
Yeah, that's good. That is a great way to put it as well. Again, great banquet, March 28th, Weston Hotel. And let's talk about the venue a little bit, Doug, and
sure,
they're doing some things for us as well.
Well, I might just throw that over to Pam. She is our venue queen also. She's been coordinating the venue. She's coordinating the meals, the sound system, et cetera, et cetera. So she's really done a great job. And I know that Weston has stepped up and given us some donations also. So, Pam, why don't you talk about that?
Well, for any man out there who hasn't gotten their wife a nice Valentine's gift yet, here's an idea. Come to the banquet. The Weston has donated an overnight stay in one of their luxury suites and meal for two at the Kachina Southwestern Grill right there on site. That's a fabulous restaurant. So it would be a perfect romantic weekend.
Wow. And I tell you, it's a beautiful facility. I've been there a number of times. And $109 to stay the night there alone is a great deal.
Yeah.
But come to the banquet. First of all, we'd love to meet you. And if you want to join Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and help with this great cause, you can do that as well by going to rmefdenver.org. And that's $35. And you get 6 issues of the Bugle magazine, which I'm telling you, if that magazine was on a retail shelf, that'd probably sell $10 to $15 an issue just by itself. Don't you agree, Doug? I mean, great articles.
Scott, that's absolutely correct, Scott. It's a beautiful magazine with some excellent articles. Not only articles that some of the members have sent in, but some of the folks that are on staff writers with research on archery and research on rifles. And one of the articles that I personally enjoy is the ethical situations article each and every month. And what would you do if...
Absolutely. A couple events I want to tell you before our next break that we will be at in Colorado Springs, February 20th through the 22nd. We will be there for the Colorado Springs Sport and Boat Show. This is at the Colorado Springs Event Center at 3960 Palmer Park at Academy. They're going to have a whole lot, really, of seminars there from a lot of different folks, fishing, and they do have a lot of fishing there. Our friends will be there, Hunting Legends Africa. Hunter Roop will be there as well. This is a 45,000-square-foot venue, and it's conveniently located in the heart of Colorado Springs at 3960 Palmer Park Boulevard at Academy. Friday on the 20th, the hours are 3 to 8, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday, 11 to 4. And then Mike Llewellyn, he is the Douglas County head of that chapter for the National Wild Turkey Federation. They've got a banquet on March the 20th. Mike's number is 303-419-4581. That's 303-419-4581 if you want some more information about that banquet. Again, that's the National Wild Turkey Federation, and that's the Douglas County Fairgrounds. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Len Lyle Chevrolet, and we are your number one truck dealer. But now it's time to sell some Chevy cars as well. This month, we'll be discounting almost all of our trucks and cars at GM employee prices. LenLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Chris Cook, weeknights at 6 on KLZ 560.
Hello. Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Today's show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. If you're looking for a great way to go out and have fun for a few hours, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Their number, 303-644-4627. They have an outstanding sporting clay range there. They have hunting fields that you can go with pheasant, chucker, quail. They do three-hour hunts. The morning hunt is 8 to 11. The afternoon hunt is 1 to 4. And you can get guides, dogs. They also have training fields available. And just a terrific place. They have a beautiful clubhouse there. And Red and I highly, highly recommend them.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we went out there just last week, and three of us, and put out 28 birds, something like that, and wound up killing 30. So got a few bonus birds, and I'm telling you what, it's just a tremendous time. You know, something. Of course, being with the dogs and having great dogs is, just adds to it. But also making some really good shots, you know, every now and then.
Well, you wouldn't even know about that. Oh, you mean when you're watching me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that too. That too. But, you know, when you do make a good shot once in a lifetime, well, man, that just makes – that adds to the hunt.
See,
you know?
Red's real good at those long shots. If he had a camera on, it'd be like slow motion. He can just pull up, take his time, and I mean, long shot, boom, bird goes down. He's great at that. I'm kind of that quick reaction guy, like boom, you know. And
yeah, there's nothing left of the bird when Scott shoots.
Let's go to our friend Grant Gladson, One Shot Gear. Grant, how are you, sir?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me.
What's happening at One Shot Gear today?
Oh, we got lots of good stuff. Currently, we got some sales going on with all of our clothing and everything. Got some new stuff on our shelves as well that we're pretty excited about. And gearing up for the Western Hunting Expo in Utah next week.
Okay, awesome. So let's go through some of your sales you got going on right now.
Yeah, so right now, all of Sitka gear is 20% off. And then everything that got discontinued going into the 2015 season is 30% off. So it's a great time to get some Sitka in the off season. Still got a pretty darn good selection in the store, and we can get everyone set up.
And let's go through some of the different prints that you're carrying now with waterfowl and all. So explain some of those to us.
Absolutely. So they Sitka gear has three lines. They have the big game, which uses Optifade Open Country. It's more of a Western hunting line that runs, made to be run fast and light, more of a backpacking, quick drawing line, heavy layering system. They also have the waterfowl system, lots of really good Gore-Tex pieces with some awesome features to them, holding your shells and calls, all that. Some good insulation, really geared towards the guys that are sitting in the brutal cold weather day in and day out through waterfowl season, and that uses Optifade Marsh. And then the final line they have right now is the whitetail line. They use Optifade Elevated Forest, and it is a heavier line made for some real cold sits in the deer stand waiting for the bucks to come out during rut. And that's the line that is being discontinued this year, coming out with a new pattern, Elevated 2. It's a pretty slick pattern, some good changes coming down the pipe.
Absolutely. And now let's get in. Boy, yesterday, I believe, or day before when I was over there, you've really expanded this your firearm. I saw some handguns in there now. Let's go through some of the firearms you carry.
Yeah, so we have the full line of the Beretta handguns. We also carry the Beretta shotguns, Sako rifles, Tika rifles. We got Mauser, Sauer, and Blauser rifles. Got a few Blauser F3 shotguns as well.
Man, that's it's a great lineup of guns, and I know I fell in love with one of those Blauser double rifles, and I'm still saving up. I hope you haven't sold it yet.
You know what? Actually, that one got picked up a little bit ago.
I can't believe it.
We can definitely help you out when the time comes, Red.
All that saving for nothing.
No, I bought it for you. I'm giving it to you next Christmas, Red.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Surprise, Scott.
Yeah, I know. Grant Gladson's our guest, One Shot Gear, 4720 South Santa Fe Circle. Their number, 303-284-3828, 303-284-3828. And I'm not saying this, Grant, because you're on, but I'm telling you, from the first day that we met you guys a few years ago, it's great to come in a store and have someone with the knowledge and expertise to help you. And I don't care what you're picking out, you know, but just the clothing, whatever. And, you know, that is something that I just want to tell everyone. Boy, if you're not sure, you're not going to find, I'm just telling you, you're not going to find this help at the big box stores. You know, you don't know if the guy's selling binoculars one day and then he's overselling boots or whatever. So, I mean, you know your product, and I just want to compliment you on that. But just tell everyone, if they're looking at some good quality gear that will last them truly a lifetime, boy, Sitka, and I always say, if Sitka makes it, you can get it or you have it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do our best to make sure that we stick to only what we would trust in the field. We're avid hunters and outdoorsmen, fishing, hunting, the whole shebang. We live to do it, so it's awesome that we get to share this with the local guys and help them get set up with gear that will make them comfortable and help them go farther afield.
Now let's talk about some of the optics you carry.
Yeah. Yeah, we've expanded quite a bit in our optics line. We got on Swarovski, we got Zeiss, and we have Vortex, still a big dealer of Night Force, and still got the awesome Leica range finders in stock. I'm really trying to get a little more of a variance in price ranges so we can fit everyone's need, but making sure we're sticking with brands that we would trust ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, Grant, I just want to put in a plug, too. I've got that waterfowl gear from Sitka. And, you know, being an old man now, I've just turned 65, I've gone through everything from just hunting in jeans and a sweatshirt and freezing to death, you know, up in a tree stand or something, and bought all different brands through the years. And this Sitka gear is the very best that I've ever found. And we were, Scott and I were in a goose pit blind here not long ago, and I was wearing my Sitka gear, and I'm telling you, I stayed warm. It was comfortable, and the geese can't see me.
They can't see you.
That's because you're in the truck, Red. You got to get out of the truck. That's why he was warm, Grant. He had the heater going and the window down.
That's awesome.
No, it is great. And I tell you, the pattern, and, you know, I wish we had time to get into all the technology to have that, so we'll have to get you back on another show. But, there is a science to your patterns, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's great. Get by, see Grant. Alex is also there at the store. One Shot Gear, 4720 South Santa Fe Circle. I'm telling you, you never see Sitka discounted. This is a great chance to save some money and get some great product. So One Shot Gear, 4720 South Santa Fe Circle, 303-284-3828. So Grant, thanks, bud, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. That's Grant Gladson, One Shot Gear. Stop by and tell him you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado, and I promise you he'll take extra good care of you. Well, let's finish up with our folks about the banquet. We have Doug Miller in studio, again, the committee chairperson, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Pam Parker, and also Preston, her husband, and Preston helps out with all the hunts that get donated. And, you know, let's just say, boy, wish we could just have every person that's donated, we could just give them a collective thank you. But when you come to the banquet, and you see some of these businesses around town that have done something, we would love for you to go back to that business when you're in there, ask for a store manager, and just say thank you. Thank you for helping out the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And because you did that, I'm going to buy something today. All right, that'll help everybody out.
I much prefer to shop where someone has donated to our organization and keep it local. One Shot Gear, Grant has donated in the past years, and we have intentions of picking up a great donation from him this year. Rampart Arms just gave a great donation this past week to us. And, you know, if I need a box of ammo, I'm going to go down there as opposed to somewhere else. So
absolutely.
We our donors are really our backbone. And you've been talking about people and telling them to go to the banquet or come to the banquet. We need to give them a reason to go to our banquet. Mm-hmm. And those will be explained on our website. So we have a merchandise page, a hunt page, artwork page, and all you need to do is scroll through some of those items that we have on there. You'll see a brand new item this year, which is a top-notch truck bumper that you'll be able to get for your truck. It's very interesting. We have a weekend package at the Professional Bull Riders Association in Vegas, hotel fees, backstage interviews with the riders.
Wow.
We have the Weston package that Pam talked about earlier, and Preston talked about 18 hunts that we'll have. Some of those hunts are outlined on our website also. So we hope with our website to give people reasons to come to our banquet also.
Absolutely. Go to rmefdenver.org for more information, or Pam can help you at 303-913-0363. A lot of great things with hunts, and I'm going to try to cram this in here in about 30 seconds. Silver Spur, either sex elk tag. You can hunt to North Park with a great contributor to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. San De Cristo Outfitters, a buck mule deer hunt on a 30,000-acre private land with a landowner voucher. We've got an All-Alaska Outdoors Lodge, a 7-day fishing trip for two. And so a lot of great things. Check out the website, rmefdenver.org. Doug, Pam, thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Scott.
Thank you, Preston. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate it. Come see us in Colorado Springs, February 20th through the 22nd. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We would love to see you at the Colorado Springs Sport and Boat Show. I want to thank you for joining us today. Red, feels weird, but happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, all right. Well, I understand.
Let's go to Cabela's and see if we can find something for our wives. How about that?
A new gun.
All right, yeah.
Hunting gear.
We'll go to Cabela's, go by Rampart Firearms. We'll swing by One Shot Gear. So, honey, I'll be home in a while. I'm looking for you a gift. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Wiley. For the folks at Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, want to wish everyone a great weekend. And we hope you will join us at the banquet. Check out the website, rmefdenver.org.